brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey, and welcome to this program, which is going to cover the readings for the fifth Sunday of Easter. Remember, we're celebrating Easter. Easter is not past. The Church offers us days, weeks, to celebrate Easter. Celebrate that Christ is risen. And because Christ is risen, you can live forever. He's conquered death. He's destroyed the work of the enemy. He's made it possible for you to live eternal life. Rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be glad. And thank Him every day. Take a look, brothers and sisters, at our website. Look at the CDs, look at the DVDs, look at the books, look at the booklets. Get our free booklet that's offered at the end of the program. I'm going to be putting up some new offers very, very soon. But I want you to really take a look at our website and see what's there. Because you have to feed your soul. You can't be passive about this. Because the world and all it offers is coming at us through sight, sound, touch, taste, smell, all day. And if you really want to be a son or a daughter of the kingdom of God, you've got to take the steps to, in a certain way, inundate yourself with the truth. Let it come to you. DVDs, CDs, our radio programs, our television program, The Choices We Face, heard every week on EWTN. You can see all of that through our website. Get yourself immersed in the truth. Look around the things that your parish is offering or your diocese is offering. Look for the truth. Look for a deeper and deeper understanding of what Jesus is conveying to us, so that when you get tempted to go in another direction, or somebody says, oh, that's ridiculous, that whatever, they disparage anything that you perhaps are interested in or slightly inspired by, and you share it with somebody and they say, oh, that doesn't mean, blah, blah, blah. You know, they put it down. Look for the truth. And when you find the truth, cling to it, because the truth ultimately is a person. It is Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You want to be found in Him. The grace of the sacraments, the power of the word, all of that can both challenge you, it can form you, it can reform whatever needs to be reformed in you. Please take advantage. Please, while there is light, please seek to follow. Right now, you have freedom to get all that you want. Seek for the truth. The readings for this Sunday, the first one is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verses 26 to 31. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him. Really, you know, when you read the Acts of the Apostles, you see they just didn't know quite what to do with him in the beginning, because he had people arrested, he had had people beaten, he had given over every Christian thinking that he was doing what was right. He was persecuting the Christians, but he thought, because he was a Jew, he thought that they were absolutely wrong, but he tried in his zeal, he tried to destroy. And so the people are understandably afraid of him. Now he says that he's one of Christ's followers, but we knew him when. How many times have you run into a person like that? Takes a while to trust, doesn't it? So when Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. Then Barnabas took charge of him. See, this is what we need to do for one another. Barnabas looks and he says, yeah, I think I believe him. I'm going to stand by him. I'm going to walk with him. I'm going to help him. Oftentimes that's what we're called to do. Then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles, and he reported to them how he had seen the Lord. This is Paul. Paul reported to them how he had seen the Lord and that he had spoken to him. and how in Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. He moved about freely with them in Jerusalem and spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. He also spoke and debated with the Hellenists, but they tried to kill him. So Paul has emerged. He is a disciple of Jesus Christ, but he's getting attacked from both sides. One, that the Jewish converts don't quite believe him, though Barnabas does and stands with him. So, brothers and sisters, we can find ourselves in these circumstances. What do you do when you're proclaiming the name of God and people say, oh, gee, I knew you when? Who do you think you are? You must be a hypocrite. How many times does that happen to us? And in a certain way, this is a little more serious, but in a certain way, it's that kind of situation in which we just aren't sure we can trust this guy. We aren't sure we can follow him. And then we persecute him. We want to get rid of him. So he spoke out and debated with the Hellenists, but they tried to kill him. And when the brothers learned of this, notice they're supporting him. They took him down to Caesarea and sent him on his way to Tarsus. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord, and with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. It was a surprising growth. Surprising. I'm sure there were times when they were very sobered by the attacks on them. I'm sure they were giddy in a certain way at times by the fact that so many people were coming to Christ. It was quite a time. Tumultuous time, the early church. Psalm 22, I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. Do you? Do you? Do you praise him by your words, by your actions, by your charity, by your courage to speak the truth? Do you praise him in the assembly of your people? Are you alive in your parish? Would people know this is somebody to look to? This is somebody who has wisdom. This is somebody who has this gift or that gift. This is somebody who really cares for the poor. Would you be known in your parish? This one is an intercessor. That one, they just pray for us all the time. What are you known for in your parish, brothers and sisters? You should be. I'm not talking about titles. I'm talking about quiet, humble, persevering service in one area or another using the gifts that God has given you. Second reading is taken from the first letter of St. John, chapter 3, verses 18 to 24. Children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. We can all say nice things. But does it come out in deed and in truth? Now, this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth and reassure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts condemn. For God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God and receive from him whatever we ask because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Do you want to know blessing from God? Then keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Start living that way and watch how God blesses. And his commandment is this, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Where is the power to love one another? It comes from the Holy Spirit. Many times it doesn't come from within us. It comes from the Holy Spirit. If we seek him, if we're willing, as I spoke the other day about, yesterday about being humble, if we're willing to be humbled, to acknowledge our weakness, to acknowledge our sin, to say everything I have that is good has come from God, then we're in a place where God can bless us. His commandment is this, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him. That means live in him, dwell in him, with him. He is your constant companion. That's what happens. It's quiet, but oh, it's there. If you keep his commandments, you remain in him and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit that he gave us. Take this to heart. Take this passage from the first letter of John, chapter 3, verses 18 to 24. Read it over and over again and ask whether my life is going along these lines. Is this what I'm doing? Do I need to change my priorities? In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 8, Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit." If you get something lopped off in your life, it's because it's not bearing fruit. "And every one that does, he prunes so that it may bear more fruit." If you're already bearing fruit and then something seemingly adverse happens, it's only because God wants you to acknowledge this gift I've been given is from him. It's not me. I'm not the source. That's humility. When you acknowledge God is the source of everything, that God can use you. And so he prunes us in order that we might bear true fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. So let God's word prune you. "Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches." I'm not the source, notice this. I'm the branch that comes out from the vine. "Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. That is, nothing that has eternal value. Whoever remains in me, abides in me, lives in me, and I in him will bear much fruit. Without me you can do nothing." Hear that. That is nothing that is worth eternal life. "Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you." Why? Because if you live in the word, you're more and more shaped by the truth. And the more you're shaped by the truth, you really begin to see what is of eternal value in the circumstances you're living. And when you start asking for those things that will last for all eternity, God will hear you. It will be done for you. "By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." Brothers and sisters, let the roots of your life, how many times have I said this? Let the roots of your life be in the heart of Christ. Live out of the heart of Christ. Be nourished from the heart of Christ. Be nourished from his word. Be nourished from the grace that come from the sacraments. Abide in him, and then you will bear much fruit. God bless you. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.